My name is John Malkin, and this is Transformation Highway. You're listening to KSQD, K-Squid, broadcasting at 90.7, 89.7, and 89.5 FM, and at ksqd.org. This interview was originally broadcast on KZSC.
Hi, this is Maddie Diaz on Transformation Highway with John Malkin.
Today, you'll hear an interview with singer-songwriter Maddie Diaz, who is now based in Nashville. Her music has great melodies and harmonies and reflects directly and honestly on the complexities of human intimacy and relationships. Diaz also has a great sense of humor. Her new album, Weird Faith, will be released in a couple of weeks on February 9th, 2024. Maddie Diaz will be performing in the Santa Cruz area at the Felton Music Hall on Saturday, March 30th. Here now is Maddie Diaz.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Maddie.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, good. Good.
How are you?
I'm still here.
I'm glad.
It feels like the last man standing knockdown of 2023. I'm just like, I'm hanging on until that 31st hits. Mm-hmm. And maybe the clock will strike midnight and I'll turn into a pumpkin and it'll all be great, you know?
Everything kind of speeds up this time of year. Everyone's trying to get a lot done. And are you busy with family things or with music project things?
Well, I think kind of a little bit of both. But for all intensive, like real creative purposes, I've kind of been put in a bit of a timeout because I kind of hit it pretty hard when I got back from tour and my manager kind of told me that it was time to stop now. Which was really good of him. Cause you know, I tend to get on the hamster wheel, you know, just like everybody else and just like see how much I can get done. And then there's no break. And then I realize it's January and that I'm just going to keep going somehow. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to slow down a little bit. I'm doing my best. It's hard, you know?
I think it is because if you're creative and you are growing your creativity and putting out new stuff and having opportunities, you want to keep going. And then you do need to take breaks and make sure you have energy and you're healthy.
Yeah, well, you know, I think my career is in a really weird, it's, you know, in this like in between zone where it's not like I don't really have the luxury so much of just 5 million people to help me do the 5 million things that I need to get done, you know, and additionally, you know, there are so many different points at this point that, you know, like any sort of like recording artist, like, you know, depends on for income stream and none of them can suffer. So mm-hmm. Here we are. Mm-hmm. None of them can suffer, but like it's totally fine if I do. It's fine. I can take it.
That's what everyone assumes about you. And yeah. Yeah. Just keep going.
I don't even think that that's the assumption. I think it's just like, she's so excited. Like, of course she wants to, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, of course I want to. And I probably get like 5 hours of sleep on average a night at this point. Cause I'm like so wound up. So how do I fix that?
Yeah, I guess that becomes like the eternal rock and roll problem, you know?
Oh, I know. I wish I were like more into drugs than I am. It's just such a bummer. It's not right, really my thing.
Yeah, that's the solution for a lot of people.
Damn it.
Mm. I really love the new album.
You can use like, I'm okay with that. That's fine.
No, but I changed that because I love it. I listened to it and was really absorbed in it. And I have just discovered your music. So I listened to past albums as well. And it does seem like you're at a point where a lot of people are discovering you, and you were able to open for some pretty big people in the recent past and have big audiences. And maybe it's so obvious, but one thing I love about your music are the lyrics and the cutting through to say really what you want to say. And it's largely about relationships and how difficult they are and how compelling they are. And I keep hearing in a lot of the songs your desire to remain yourself in a relationship and not get lost in it. And oddly enough, that's what the rest of us grapple with too. So your music and your lyrics are really appealing because they are familiar too. All of that, your voice is beautiful. Your arrangements are interesting. They're not familiar, you know, they're not too wild. Although I like my wild music, and I like my ambient music, but so I loved it on a bunch of different levels.
Thank you so much. That's really astute. And thank you so much. That is totally, I feel like that is my biggest challenge, is how to get closer to somebody else while I'm getting closer to myself. You know, that's just this constant. And, you know, sometimes, you know, in relationship, getting close to yourself means getting closer to the other person, just because of, you know, maybe whatever cycle we're in or whatever orbit we're orbiting at the moment. But sometimes it really just has definitely left me like kind of on my own.
Even the album title and that song of the title, Weird Faith, is already compelling. And that's really great. I mean, a lot of, it's just two words, but it's already like, huh, those two words together are interesting. Yeah. So tell me more about Weird Faith. And in that song, you're saying exactly this, that every love brings a lesson. I mean, there's times when I have hated that's true. Like, I don't want to learn that lesson again. Thank you very much.
Right.
But
even if the last relationship only puts like a slightly different spin on it, like, I still don't want to learn it again. Yeah.
So tell me about that, and about Weird Faith, and maybe faith that you will learn and you will have a loving relationship.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. I think that's the thing. I think all of the relationships that I've been in have been loving, you know, like the vast majority of time. So I'm grateful for that. And I think it's in the love, you know, that we find the learning. And I don't know. I mean, faith is such a hot button word, I feel like. I have always felt I find a lot of solace in the solitude of my own faith. And I've always felt like it was kind of like a road that I wanted to walk alone. I never felt like my faith was really a thing that I wanted to share with another person. I don't think it's really to be like shared like that, like maybe discussed openly and lovingly, but you know, my faith is kind of my faith. And I'm not really a religious person either. And I think, you know, when I was falling in love with this person, I was trying to figure out like where the strength in walking into like another relationship was supposed to come from. and why all of a sudden I felt like I had it again, you know, after I think, you know, I went through like a pretty monumental period of grief after my last relationship that I wrote about in my record previous to this one. And so this next record is kind of like, you know, hit me in a moment where I was like kind of taking that first step towards somebody again and going like, God, what is wrong with me? Like, why am I still doing this? Like, how do I actually like have the desire still and the faith in it and the hope and the excitement and like the belief, like where does this like belief that everything is going to work out come from? I don't know where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's like the inexplicable. It's weird. It's weird faith.
Why does it have to be me up to prove to me that it was love? I still don't know if it was a curse or a blessing. So I pick myself up off the floor, said I'm not gonna do it like I did it before. It's the best thing. It's the best thing. When you treat it like it's magic, when you hold it not to have it, and you wanna learn to leave, and you wanna learn to stay, 'cause every love brings a lesson, and you're gonna be tested. So try to have a heart of gold and try to have weird faith. So the whole world turned and the sun spun around, and I got up from where I got down. And if I know only one thing now, it's that I made it. And I sweetened up the bitterness, I let the magician keep his tricks, 'cause knowing and unknowing it is how to find it. When you're not looking, you can treat it like it's magic, you can hold it not to have it, and you wanna learn to leave, and you wanna learn to stay, 'cause every love brings a lesson, and you're gonna be tested. So try to have a heart of gold and try to have weird faith. I could protect myself from everybody else, or I could wait and have a little faith and treat it like it's magic, holding not to have it. And I wanna learn to leave, and I wanna learn to stay, 'cause every life brings a lesson, and I'm gonna be tested. So I'm gonna have a heart of gold, and I'm gonna have weird faith. I'm gonna have a heart of gold, I'm gonna have.
The song God Person also, I mean, that's another big word, God. Faith.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And so we all have different ideas about that. And I don't know, a lot of us grew up being forced to go to a religious place and do something. And a lot of the beliefs didn't fully make sense to me. I can say that. And so a lot of people are questioning how they were raised inside religions. And then we look around the world too, all these religions that are based on the teaching of be kind to other people, especially people who have a different belief system and not really practice so well broadly. So, and I love the lyrics again in that song, God Person. You're saying, I'm not a God person. That's already so sweet. And again, cutting, like you're just going to say that up front. But I'm never not searching. And I think that is going to hit a lot of people directly with how they feel. I'm not a God person, but I'm searching. And then you're talking about connecting with nature. And for me, that's really beautiful too. I love sitting quietly, meditating. A lot of creativity comes to me when I'm alone too. And I love being in nature to do that. Would you tell me more just about the song God Person and your thoughts around that?
I feel like it's so funny. I'm blown away the last couple of people that I've talked to about this record have brought up that song specifically, and I never would have ever, like, I kind of like snuck it on the record, you know what I mean? I was like, it just feels like it belongs in this batch of songs, because it's just, you know, again, during that point in time, like, we were in like full blown lockdown COVID land, and you know, I was trying to figure out a safe way to spend some time with my dad, who I'm really close to. And we ended up going camping on this island in the middle of nowhere. It's called Lookout Island, and it's off the coast of North Carolina. And you have to take a ferry there, and there's like no electricity, and like you bring your own water, and like, you know, like I pooped in a bucket for like 5 days, like, you know, there's like the whole nine. And it was so fun to do that, to get to do that with my dad, and to just like sit in beach chairs with like a fire and just watching these birds, you know, the little ones with the little legs that like run with towards the ocean. I can never remember what they're called, but they run towards the ocean really fast. And then they like get the little things in the sand, and then they run away from the waves. And we just sat there watching these birds, you know, coming and going for a week. And it was just such a special present moment of, you know, with my dad. And then, you know, additionally, just like, man, my dad said at some point, you know, these birds have been here for a long time, and they're going to be here for a long time after I'm gone, and a long time after we're gone, a long time after. And then, you know, you're staring at the ocean that is just, it is infinity and eternal. And, you know, love my dad, can talk any subject up and down. And actually, additionally, to my friend Aaron Raitier, who's a songwriter in Nashville, wrote this song years ago, and the hook of it goes, I'd rather be on a lake with my mind on God than at church with my mind on fishing. And that line always just like, it stuck with me for years and years and years. And I've never been able to find that feeling of, you know, sitting with my dad on this beach, watching just life happen in front of us. I've never been able to like find that kind of awe, really, unless they're singing, unless people are like really like going for it, and like they're sending their voices up into the rafters. That's totally another moment. I'm not completely like taking away from church. I can have a good time at church. I'm, you know, I'm also not Christian. I'm not really anything. But yeah, I don't know. That song felt like another important one to try to stretch to write, because I think, you know, like in those crazy moments where like life is just happening to you, or, you know, like something falls into your lap that you've been waiting for the longest time, or something is taken away from you that you've worked your entire life to have, you know, like you're just experiencing like the most extreme, you know, like the most, the most that life has to give in those moments, and how and why, and there's just no explanation. There's just no, I mean, there are plenty of explanations out there, but I've never really felt like any of them have really applied to me. and so here I am.
Back row of the room, I show up alone. I come here to watch other people know what I can only guess at, 'cause I'm never sure, and I don't like commitment if there's something more. They sing their songs closing their eyes, seeing the light in a different light. How does that happen? Why is it beautiful? Why isn't magic and tragic? I don't know. I'm not a God person. the sky, staring at the ocean. If there's something to know, then I wanna know it. I wanna hold it. I wanna feel it. And maybe I can't say that I'm not a God person. Talking to my dad, talking about my mom. After 20 years, what the hell went wrong? And how can I avoid making the same choices and stay on the Carolina coast, living in the moment? We saw a storm 3 miles away. We lit a fire and watched it rage. How can that happen? Why is it beautiful? Why is it magic and tragic? I don't know. I'm not a God person, but I'm never not searching. Looking at the sky, staring at the ocean. If there's something to know, then I wanna know it. I wanna hold it. I wanna feel it. And maybe I can't say that I'm not a God person.
Hi, this is Maddie Diaz on Transformation Highway with John Malkin. You're listening to my song, God Person, off of my new record, Weird Faith.
My name is John Malkin, and this is Transformation Highway. You're listening to KSQD, K-Squid, broadcasting at 90.7, 89.7, and 89.5 FM, and at ksqd.org. You're listening to an interview with singer-songwriter Maddie Diaz. Her new album is called Weird Faith, and it's set to be released in a couple of weeks on February 9th, 2024. Maddie Diaz will soon be heading out on an extensive U.S. tour, and she'll be performing in the Santa Cruz area at the Felton Music Hall on Saturday, March 30th. Here again is Maddie Diaz. Some of what you're singing about and the way you're singing about love and relationships, it's reminding me of a couple of really iconic songs for me. Joy Division, where, you know, you hear the word love and then the next part of it is love will tear us apart. And you're using language similarly where there's kind of surprises, but again, it's this cutting through. And I love in Same Risk, the opening song, where you're saying really clearly, do you think this could ruin your life? I could see it ruining mine. Somehow that's hilarious and tragic too at the same time. But it is kind of, it's just surprising to hear that put so bluntly, like picturing two people sitting together and one person saying that to the other feels really honest and difficult and hilarious at the same time. Tell me about that song and this thing of being inside of something that looks like it's gonna crash.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, everything ends and nothing is forever. And I think, you know, And then why do I still love the idea of forever? And why do I still love commitment and loyalty the way that I do? And like, why do I sign myself up for under the, you know what I mean? Like on the line, man, I'll sign my name. It's the craziest thing every single time. And I think, you know, I've always kind of been looking for somebody that, you know, on some level, like I do want to have somebody and I do want to find somebody that, you know, sees it just like that, you know, where we are walking towards this thing going like, yep, it could all get totally. And at the same time, feel completely romanticized with the idea that somebody would look into my eyes and say like, no, we're going to last forever. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's a really funny place to exist in and then try to have like, you know, healthy, functional relationships out of. And I do think that like, you know, the more blunt we can be about it, the better. Even when that like kind of cuts us in half. And I think the word love, I don't even know if I can say the word love without feeling that, you know, getting cut down the middle feeling anymore. Maybe I'm just getting older and that's just what happens. I don't know. But I think you know, also like the growth that I've had being in love and then coming out of love and being in pain, you know, I think you just know that you're walking towards both of those things, and it would just be silly to deny it at this point. Mm-hmm. And isn't it kind of fun? Then that's the whole, you know what I mean? That's the whole thing. It's like, hopefully, you know, like the percentage of the joy to the pain, you know, outweighs the pain. And there's only really one way to find out. Ain't that a bitch?
Yes, there is only one way to find out. There's a couple other lyrics that are just really cutting through that I really like. Oh, in the song Get to Know Me, which is actually the sentence, do you want to get to know me? Which is not, I don't know, I like when song titles sometimes are just part of the idea and then you get the full idea in the song. Mm-hmm. And you're singing, oh, and there's a really great chorus in that's really full, that really opens up, that I really like. And the harmonies generally are just so sweet and well crafted. Yeah, and all the musicians, it's just really nicely crafted, the whole thing. No one's overpowering anything, and things build in a really beautiful way. There's a line in that song, the whole world living inside my head. I'm someone who has a really vivid internal world. And I'm always surprised when I talk to people who are like, no, I, you know, not much going on. I'm not thinking about things very much.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Sounds like a vacation.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't, you know, this leads also to anxiety sometimes, and you mentioned somewhere anxiety, and anxiety can be really difficult too if, you know, we have a lot going on. I don't know if you have found practices or if music is partly a way of dealing with anxiety or not.
For me at this point, the biggest thing, two things. One is I walk a lot. Walking has helped everything. Walking really clears my head. It like takes me down back down to the ground when I am just, you know, on one. Between that and like having a couple of people that are really, that understand and are safe to, I'm a very much like a, and this is not my favorite trait about myself,
Like, I kind of have to, like, sometimes I have to say a thing out loud to see if it's a true thing. And sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not. And sometimes I can't even distinguish it in real time, which is really where the walks come in, like, very handy, because hopefully I can have, like, some of those conversations, like, by myself in my head before I, like, take it to the audience. But yeah, walking is major for me, and just, like, stepping outside, taking a step away from whatever the situation is like physical space is, like, really, really big for me. 'Cause the anxiety is, you're right, it, like, it's a trap. It's a total trap. Mm-hmm. In that song too, it's like, how well do you want to know how, like, my mind works? You know what I mean? Like, it's a jungle gym. It's not for the faint of heart. It can be sort of acrobatic. You know what I mean? Like, so how bad you want it?
It's interesting, isn't it? What we allow some people to see, and it requires some mutual trust and vulnerability and all of that. Walking for me is really huge too. And normally I'm walking in nature and it's just relaxing and then opening.
And even the neighborhood, like I'll take the neighborhood, man. That's fine. Like, I need to feel myself moving through it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you mentioned COVID earlier and you went to this island with your dad and some of these songs came out of that time period. It's a little weird still because, you probably, as I do, know people who have had COVID or have COVID right now, but the whole thing is not feeling as intense. That's true. But 2-3 years ago, this album, I felt like was crafted during COVID. Is that true? And how, it was a time when some people felt like, well, they had some creativity sparked because it sort of felt like the end of the world in some ways. And it gave some opportunities for doing things that we wouldn't normally do because we were staying at home. For some people, that was debilitating. For other people, that was like, I finally made that book I was going to make. And I finally made that album I was. And some of the ideas were about isolation or about doing something you wanted to do. Is some of that embedded in Weird Faith?
Absolutely. I mean, so much of the songwriting was done. Get to Know Me, actually. Get to Know Me was written over an internet connection. Weird Faith, like the title track, was written over an internet connection, you know? And like, Get to Know Me was hilarious too, because I wrote it with another amazing songwriter. If you haven't heard of him, Stephen Wilson Jr., he's like kind of starting to have a moment right now. And his record is so special. And he's always been so special, but we wrote over Zoom, but our connection was so bad. And we ended up like writing the rest of the song, like over the phone, and like, it kept like cutting out. And I almost feel like we sort of ended up with something like more interesting because there were so many misinterpretations of like what we were even trying to get across. And like, there was such a like desperation to like connect and to have the thing be, you know, an understandable, like solid piece. And, you know, we were also alone and lonely and really like, songwriting is such a huge processing element for me and like in my whole life generally anyway. And it felt like, you know, we were all, so many of us were clinging to that in that specific moment. And I definitely feel like it comes through even like KFM. I mean, so many of these songs were written over COVID. It's crazy. And the record itself was made, like recorded in 2021, like in the fall of 2021. So for the most part, is that true? What year is it? Yes.
wait, was it last year? No, 2022. God, the record itself was recorded in the fall of 2022. So for the most part, you know, like we were flying again, we were touring, like, you know, things were, had kind of like wound down. It didn't have the same like fever pitch, but it was interesting to like go back to some of those songs and like, I don't know, you can still feel like the pieces trying to connect to each other, you know, or the words trying to connect to themselves. It's an interesting, so it's a weird one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Do you have a little more time for a couple more questions?
Yeah, totally. Sorry, I'm a talker.
Oh, good. Good. Being on video, I mean, that's really great that you're in Nashville and I'm in Santa Cruz. We can see each other right now while we're talking. But the being on screens thing has just jumped huge during COVID. And a lot of us were already concerned the direction that technology was taking people. Again, you know, giving a lot of new possibilities for creativity, like recording and editing music now is crazy compared to 30 years ago. But people sitting alone in a room saying, I've never felt more connected to human beings.
Yeah.
That's a little interesting.
I was thinking about this at some point because, you know, you think about like Instagram or you think about like, you know, whatever social media, the hot thing, TikTok, whatever. You think about exactly that. You think about like everybody in their isolated places alone. And then like in how, and everybody's famous and everybody has, you know, something absolutely incredible about them that they want to share. And it just, to me, is like, it just illustrates so poignantly, like how desperately, like we want to connect and like show people, you know, like parts of ourselves. And it's crazy how difficult it is in person sometimes, like to feel that way. And it's really interesting, like the effortlessness of the internet. And I don't know, I guess, you know, my only fear is that it like kind of like promotes a bit of like a laziness as far as like just the real thing. And really, at, you know, the end of the day, like I personally don't really want to be, you know, staring into a blue screen void as much as I would love to be staring into somebody's eyes. But, you know, some people have a really hard time staring into people's eyes. And sometimes I have a really hard time staring into people's eyes. So I don't know. It's a crazy thing that we're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see where it leads. I'm concerned about kids growing up inside of this thing that's already established. And, you know, I'm hearing that a lot of young people don't feel comfortable being in person or say and do a lot of things online, like presenting sort of a mythical person version, and then in person don't feel comfortable communicating.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, the internet is very freeing, I guess, for some people in that way. And I have never felt that way. It's a really interesting, I assume it would have to be because you're growing up with it. And yeah, they're just kind of like, I feel like maybe those kids are kind of like, they're just their own breed now, you know, like there are those of us that grew up with, and there are those of us that grew up without. And I don't know, I think the optimist in me like wants to say, and I am a defiant optimist. I do want to think that like, for all of its bad, like, I think it does bring equal good. I don't know if it's going to lead us anywhere, but in a even further spiral inward. So yeah, I just don't know.
You think of yourself as a defiant optimist. I like that. And I think that of myself too. A lot of people say you're an idealist. I mean, for example, I envision a world where we don't have prisons and police anymore. I would really prefer if people who do harmful things aren't themselves tortured to try and change their behavior. That seems really primitive.
Totally.
And we're kind of, I mean, that's hilarious. I use the word kind of. We're kind of far away from not having prisons and police, but and that won't happen during my lifetime, probably. But I would still aim towards that. And I wasn't sure, like, overall, because there is even like a line in Get to Know Me, my glass is never half full. So I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, maybe she's kind of bummed out generally. But and being bummed out is part of being alive. That's, you know, and all this stuff in your album. But having somehow still this trajectory towards wholeness and all of that optimism.
Well, I think Get to Know Me specifically is pointing out, like, all of the parts of me that are, like, anxious, depressive, whatever, you know, like, have you gotten to my anxiety when I'm like this? Have you met my negativity yet when my glass is never half full? You know what I mean? Like, which is where, like, I know this is ridiculous, but it's like the tenses are, like, important there, because it's so not me. But when you get to know me, it's going to come out. Like it just, because it is totally there. And, like, I definitely have my days where I'm like, I don't know what the any of this is for. Like, and, like, who cares? It's for nothing. You know what I mean? I definitely have those days. And I think, like, that's where, like, tone is really important. And, like, you know, where, like, there are some days where I look at all of this and I go, God, what is any of this for? You know, like, it's for nothing, but it's so beautiful. And I'm so glad that it's here, you know, like, it's, we're not sure what we're doing here. And, like, isn't it crazy that we still just get to experience it, even though we have no idea that we're doing anything for anything?
Mm-hmm. No, you know what? It's that song is obviously that. And I kind of forgot that as I'm talking about it with you. It is clearly about here's all of me, and it includes this. And
okay.
That's really, yeah. Yeah. And that's really again, like, cutting through and honest and vulnerable. Wow, and you're reminding me, when I was 20 years old, my group of friends and I really had that view, and we kind of remained in that view that stopped at this all means nothing. And wow, that's not a good place to stay. And I have my days too where I'm like, what is the point? But I pretty quickly come back to what a trippy, beautiful paradise, really. I mean, food grows on plants here that tastes like candy, and you just pick it. That's
right.
Amazing.
It's funny because I definitely can stay in that zone for, like, a minute, but that's when it becomes like the self-sabotaging thing of, like, then you're not going to get anything done, and you're not going to accomplish anything because you think nothing is for nothing and it doesn't matter. And it's just, like, not a helpful, like, I have to remember that I like doing things, and I have to remember that I like accomplishing things. And I like, you know, I like remembering that, like, I have, like, connecting with people, and that's, like, the whole, like, that's why I'm here, is to just, like, try to connect with people and try to relate with people. Like, that's just, and I like that. And so if, like, you know, if life is about, like, finding your joy, then, like, I just got to remember to stay there.
Hey, would you say something about the music, the melodies and the singing and your arrangements? What comes to mind overall in how you create songs?
I think, you know, when it comes to, like, the recording of the thing, of the songs, and making, like, the body of work, I'm really just trying to do my best to, like, stay out of my own way
And to like create like a sonic scape that feels like the most raw, and you know, you don't have to dig through anything. There aren't, you know, like a million bells and whistles and layers to dig through. Like, I'm really hoping that it's just a body there for you to have and hold at your will. That's what I try to do when I'm recording. And then, you know, like the melodies and stuff, I mean, that's, I wish I knew how to explain it, because then maybe I would be able to like do it super well all the time. But like, it's still one of those things that is just an inexplicable, like, it's like this thing that just drops into a room, and sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. And you know, like, that's when it becomes like the job, and the job is like, you know, to just show up and get ready to catch it, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I think you did really beautifully on this album. It sounds really great. Yeah. And I think people will love it. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. And you know, if not, like, I still love it. I'm like happy to be here, you know?
My name is John Malkin, and this is Transformation Highway. You're listening to KSQD, K-Squid, broadcasting at 90.7, 89.7, and 89.5 FM, and at ksqd.org. You've been listening to an interview with singer-songwriter Matty Diaz. Her new album, Weird Faith, will be released in a couple of weeks on February 9th, 2024. She'll be performing in the Santa Cruz area at the Felton Music Hall on Saturday, March 30th, 2024.
Hi, this is Matty Diaz on Transformation Highway with John Malkin. You are listening to my song Same Risk from my new record, Weird Faith.
What the f- do you want? 'Cause I'll give you all that I've got. I'll let you clean out my closet, and I'll let you try on all of my dirty thoughts. If you lay in my bed, I know we're gonna have sex. It'll happen so fast, make a suicide pact, and you can't take that back. Could ruin your life, 'cause I could see it ruining mine. And I feel mean for even thinking this. Are you gonna throw me under the bus? Make me take the hit for the both of us? All that I'm asking is, are we taking the coming from inside of the house? Can't tell which one of us is lying. Hurts like love, feels good like crying. Do you think this could ruin your life? 'Cause I could see it ruining mine. On the table, and I'm feeling could see it